Hi, Aaron. Thank you for giving me a call back.
Yeah, absolutely.
How'd it go?
We're good to go. I was explaining to my dad, because he knows a lot about my business, and he helps me, like, he works for free if I need extra labor, but if he doesn't, I have helpers too, but, like, he's like, it's your call, man, if it makes sense, and it does, I think so, because I was only relying on Thumbtack and Home Depot, so, like, and I looked up your reviews, and they're great, so, yeah.
It's Google, right? It doesn't get any better than Google, really.
Yeah, honestly. And then, like, Bing is getting way more popular, too, so.
Yeah. I mean, we get results off of Bing, but it's nothing compared to Google, you know? Google's on every phone, so.
it's just crazy how
it's taken over, but. Let me make sure I have all of your information correct as well. It doesn't take me very long to do this either. What's going to take longer is going to be your onboarding call, and I'm going to schedule that based off of your availability. But Aaron, I have the spelling of your name, A-A-R-O-N. Is that correct?
That's him.
All right, perfect. And then for your last name, and I'm so sorry if I say this wrong. I know it's the company name. Is it Pryor? Oh, perfect. P-R-Y-O-R. Perfect. And then what is your email address?
So it's prior.install@gmail.com.
Okay. Perfect. And then this phone number that we're speaking on, the one that ends in 0906, is this the number that you want your clients to call you on as well? Okay, perfect. And then company name, I have it as two words, Pryor Installation. Is that correct?
Yes. I think on the actual, like, the articles or organization documents, it's LLC. I don't know if that matters.
It doesn't matter on our end, but I can add it. So it's up to you. This is what's going to show on, like, your company info. So I can put LLC if you'd like me to.
What do you think is the more professional one?
It doesn't necessarily make a difference, to be honest.
We'll just go about it.
Okay. And then what is your address?
That's a difficult one. Does it have to be the exact one of the business because I usually just use my home address because I don't have an office. But
yeah,
there,
yeah.
I do have like a 1668 Colleen, C-O-L-L-E-E-N Drive. And that's in Canyon Lake.
78133.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Google, for verification purposes, they actually do not take P.O. boxes. They'll reject you if you put in a P.O. box. So what we're going to do is just, since it is your home address, we're just going to hide it. So it's not going to show it on your Google business profile.
Awesome.
Okay.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. And then for people authorized on your account, do you want to add anybody else other than yourself?
Yes.
Okay.
So it'd be my dad, his name is Franklin Pryor.
Okay.
Junior.
Your dad is Franklin Pryor Junior?
Yes.
Okay. How does that, you don't have the same name as him. I was just curious, like, how would that work if he has someone that he names also Franklin? Would that also be considered a junior?
Yeah, thank God I'm not a junior, the second or third.
I know. Third. Oh, that's right. They start going with like second, third. Yeah, I forgot
He goes by Lynn. He goes by Lynn. So whenever I hear Franklin, I just think of this person.
Okay, and then, so my onboarding team, they do research in your area to find out what keywords are searched the most. So what jobs do you want to be found for?
Appliance installation. I mean, that's what I mainly do.
Okay.
But, I don't know if there's another keyword. I mean, I've worked for a contractor or...
Like commercial residential, right?
Residential.
Okay, no. Residential. Okay. I'm going to put down specifics just so they can, they have a little bit more to go off of. So for appliance installation, it's going to be washer,
dryer,
dishwasher.
Literally every kitchen appliance, range hood, gas range, microwave, refrigerator.
Okay.
I can be way more specific because built-in, like refrigerator would be another.
That's a good one. Okay. Okay, and just so you know, you can't add and take away at a future date, too, so you're not stuck with those.
Okay.
And then your onboarding call is typically 45 minutes to an hour long. They do call you within an hour window as well. So what does your availability look like for tomorrow, Wednesday, or even Thursday if need be?
Probably shoot for Thursday. If it's a slot thing, I'm pretty wide open. So.
Okay. And you're central time, just to be clear, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So the earliest that we have for Thursday would be from 9 to 10 a.m.
Perfect.
Okay. I'm going to email you out when we're off the phone as well, the Google invite. So if you need to reschedule or anything, you can call me or you can email me, whatever you prefer. I'm still going to be point of contact on your account. So you have my contact info. Okay. And then we're going to do that Google business profile for you. You are in the process of being licensed and insured as well, right? Or you are insured?
I am insured.
Okay, and then for Facebook, do you need us to make one for you, or do you have one?
I have a profile, but it's just like a ghost profile. There's no content. Like, I could give you like the login info. You guys can make it from there, or you can just do it from scratch. Either one.
Okay, yeah, the one that you already have would work since it's already set up under your business, so. We can just run the ads through there. So we'll get that information from you on Thursday of, to get admin access to it. Now what's included as well, this isn't an extra charge. So it's up to you if you want me to add it. Would you like us to make a website for you?
What's the charge?
There's no charge. It's included.
Oh, no charge? Really? Oh, shit.
Yeah, no
charge.
That's
what you just said. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. For sure.
Okay.
Yeah,
our websites as well, they are secure, which means that your clients can pay for your services on your website. Would you like to add that feature? It's no extra cost.
Yeah, that's convenient.
Yeah, and they'll explain to you.
I don't know, actually.
Okay, let me do this.
I don't know, because I use QuickBooks. So I don't, would it be better to have, well, I guess, I don't know. Yeah.
This is what I did.
Yes.
I put down on the notes to please tell you more about it. So when you have your onboarding call, you can tell them I have QuickBooks. How would that work? And then they can, because they know more the ins and outs of everything on the background. So you can decide then if it's something that you would want to do.
Okay. Perfect.
And then for specific target areas, you can pick cities, counties, or zip codes. Where do you want to get work?
Well, I'm so unfamiliar with the area, I wouldn't be good to know. I mean, I know, so I lived in Canyon Lake. Previously, I've been servicing all the way out to Austin, but if I can, there's enough work within, like, the San Antonio Canyon Lake, like, Old Verde.
Would you say 50-mile radius, or is that too much?
No, that's good.
Okay. I'll just put the 50-mile radius.
Okay.
It's fine. And then for hours of operation, what days and times do you want to show that you're open for?
Monday through Friday, we'll say 8 to 5.
Okay. And then on the weekends, are you
Saturday only, say 9 to 5, or it was just 8 to 5 again.
Like, okay.
So, yeah, Monday through Saturday.
8 to 5. Okay, that's good. So it at least shows you're open for those hours so they can always call you and schedule or ask any questions. That works. Okay. Monday through Saturday, 8 through 5. Perfect. Now, for the card that you're going to use for payment, does it have your name, the company name, or both?
It would be both. I just don't currently have the card yet. We'll be opening up a different bank account, but it'll have both.
Okay. To go process everything, we do need to get payment. When do you think you'll be near your card?
All right. No, so this is the card I'll be paying you right now with is my dad's card. So he's sitting right next to me. So I don't know if you need to send me like sort of authorization form or.
So, okay, yeah. So I'm going to need to put the account under his name then, but I'm going to put you as the point of contact on the account, and then I would do the authorization with the recorded line with your dad, since he's right next to you anyway.
I'm so sorry. I didn't tell you sooner.
Okay. Let me just update that real quick. It's fine. It's really not anything complicated. So let me just fix that. Okay.
Mildly annoying, I'm sure.
It's actually not that bad because it's only a couple places that I need to change it. So, okay, Franklin Pryor. Okay, got that one down there. Okay. And then on the card that you're going to use for your dad, hi, Franklin, does it show Franklin Pryor, or is there also a junior on the card or a middle initial?
There's a middle initial, a W. And it does show junior.
Okay. All right. And then what is the billing on that card? Is it also the Colleen Drive?
No, it's different.
Okay. What's the billing?
20760 West Minnesota. That's Minnezona Avenue. City is Buckeye, B-U-C-K-E-Y.
I found it. 85396.
Yeah, 85396, yep.
Okay. All right, let's put that in. Okay. Now, every time that we call you as well, we're going to ask you a security question. That's so you know it's us calling you, not some random company trying to, you know, scam you. You can answer whatever you'd like, just as long as you remember the answer to the question. So you can either pick mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Do the pet's name.
Okay. And what should I put?
Zach.
Oh, like a human. Zach.
Yeah, dude. He was never, I know, Zachariah in a more embarrassing tone, but yeah.
Okay, so got that down. All right, and then what type of card is it going to be?
MasterCard.
Okay, and then I am ready for the card info.
It is 518-9-4101-3137-1679.
And just to verify, the first four numbers, you said 5189. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And when does the card expire?
11/25.
And then the security code.
459.
459. Okay, perfect. So the next thing we're going to do, which is basically going to be the last part of it, I'm going to do the voice verification, which is on the recorded line. This is what I'll do with your dad. You know, stop me if you have any questions, you as well. You know, if you have any questions, Aaron, I mean, obviously I'll answer them. And then as soon as we're done with the voice verification, I'm going to send you everything through text and through email, so you'll receive everything right away. So Franklin, hi, Laura again with Local Splash. If you can please, and you're going to answer this based off of, you know, your son. It's just so we can have it down because you're the one who's, it's your card technically. But
right.
Anyways, if
right.
you, if Franklin, if you can please state the name of your business, of your son's business.
Yeah, prior install. Prior installation. Sorry.
It's okay. And if you can please state your name and what your title is with the business.
My name is Franklin Wayne Pryor, Jr. I'll be the managing member.
Perfect. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
Perfect. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involving your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. This is why every time that we call you, we are going to ask you that security question, and we do call you from that 877 number, which is the number that I did text you as well. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Perfect. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup is going to be charged today in the non-refundable amount of $348. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew. It's going to be each month on the 25th in the amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. The only thing that we do ask is that you call us 3 days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Perfect. So I'm going to send everything over to you through email and through text. And then the last thing we're going to do is going to be the terms and conditions. And that's going to be everything that I just told you right now, so you'll have it in writing as well. I'm going to text you also a YouTube video. So the YouTube video is basically going to show you how to use your dashboard. And let me make sure that is getting sent to you. Okay. All right, so I'm texting you over the YouTube video now. And then the last thing I'm going to make sure is those terms and conditions that those get sent to you. Also, you're going to get automated messages, emails and text messages. You can start opening them if you'd like to start doing the process. If it's a little confusing to you, don't worry about it. You can just wait until Thursday. They literally will go over everything that needs to get done and answer any questions that you might have. Okay, I'm going to send you over one last text message on my end, which is going to be the terms. I just sent you the link. If you can open that up, please. And basically, just to go over it with you real quick, it's telling you what we're going to do with you, which is going to be that Google Business Profile. We're going to optimize it. If we need to do any directory submissions, which are on there, we'll go over that with you on your onboarding call, and that's like Yelp, Facebook, you know, Bing, Google. We'll also do the website for you, running your Facebook ads. It goes over what we charge you, what we will charge you thereafter, which is just that $249. If you get really busy with work, you can always pause your service. Just call us 3 days before your billing. We don't charge you. Your cancellation terms, so you can cancel at any time. If you can just please click on those two boxes and then type in your dad's name the way that it looks with the capital letters. Just click confirm. It'll take you into what will be your dashboard. Oh, you did it already. Okay, you're way ahead of me. All right, perfect. So we're pretty much already done here. I have your call on Thursday. You have my contact info. If you have any questions or anything, please feel free to reach out to me directly. But if not, we'll talk to you on Thursday, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Aaron and Franklin. You guys have a good rest of your day.
Thanks. You too. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.